And,
Do you think around here, do people associate the massage parlors with prostitution? Are they considered to be pretty?
I wouldn't think so.
What do you call a movie house that shows X-rated movies?
They have different names, like X-rated movie house, X-rated cinema, no.
And a place, say if you needed some cash and you had a watch or a camera that was worth some money, you might, you wanted to get someone to hold the camera or the watch for you and give you a small amount of money in exchange, you call that place a
pawn shop or hawk shop or something like that.
And a hand tool that you can use to, about the size of a broom, it'll draw together leaves and twigs and things in your yard. It's got flexible teeth, kind of.
Rakes? What do you want? What do you mean?
What? Describe a rake.
Well, it's to rake leaves up and stuff like that up.
What would you call it? One that you could use to smooth the surface of soil. It's got hard metal teeth.
That would be a garden rake or something like that. Using the garden or the flower beds or something like that.
What about the one that, kind of like a shovel, only it's got teeth in it. You use it, say, for digging up potatoes?
Oh, that's a, I couldn't think of it. It's sort of called a rake, too.
And the thing that you could use it, well, small, you just use it with your hands on it. So, say for in a flower garden, you can use for weeding or digging holes.
A rake like that, too?
Maybe. Well, it's not really a rake, it's a
kind of a, okay.
Yeah, it's got claws kind of.
Call that a hand rake, something like that.
Okay. And what you, the power driven of, thing that you could use to break up the dirt with the plant?
Tiller.
Okay. And what would you use to cut the grass with?
A lawnmower.
What would you call the lawnmowers that you just push? The real old fashioned kind that didn't even have gas.
Pushing more.
And the kind that's gas powered.
Well, some of them are self-propelled lawnmowers, and some of those are called push lawnmowers too. Push mowers.
Self-propelled.
Well, it pulls itself. You don't have to push it.
Mm-hmm.
It pulls itself and cuts the grass. All you have to do is guide it around,
mm-hmm.
Turn it around, stuff like that.
What do you call the ones that you can ride on?
Riding lawnmower.
And what do you call a handsaw? Driven by gasoline.
Chainsaw.
Okay. And what?
Cut down trees and stuff like that.
Uh huh.
Is that what you're talking about? Chainsaw.
What would you use to trim a hedge with?
Hedge trimmers. They have electric hedge trimmers too.
What does just hedge trimmers look like?
Big pair of scissors, sort of, with wooden handles.
And what you could use the electric thing you could use to fry eggs in?
Electric skillet.
And what you'd use for, say, to get the little hairs and things out off the rug?
Vacuum cleaner. Vacuum cleaner.
And the part inside the vacuum cleaner that actually holds the dust and stuff, do you call that the
vacuum cleaner bag?
And when you take clothes to the dry cleaners, when you get them back, they have something over them?
Plastic bag.
And what you put your dirty clothes in?
Clothes hamper.
And if you didn't have a washing machine, you might take the clothes to the